Hello everybody and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'd like to share with you on intercessory prayer or praying for others. We often very easily pray for ourselves and our needs, but how we can pray for others and not just pray for Johnny, he needs help. Don't really praying for others. In Genesis chapter 49, basically the whole part of this chapter, it even is listed up the top, Jacob's last words to his son. So Jacob is near the end of his life, and it's like he's talking to his family, but he's talking to God at the same time. And he's sharing with his family how he's lived, but how he wants them to live. And in verse 18, he states, "I wait for your salvation, O Lord." He's saying, "Lord, I have waited. I have lived my life. I have waited for your salvation. And I still wait for your salvation." So in my past life, all the years before, I've waited, and I'm waiting now. And he then goes on to share with his children, and he lists them, Gad, Asher, Naphtal, Joseph, and he lists different things about them. And he encourages them to wait upon God, to live with God. He shares with them his expectations, he's saying, was from God alone. It was God who was his salvation. It was God who he waited upon. It was God who promised and, you know, was faithful. It was God himself alone who could work out everything. He also then prays to God and asks God, basically he gives his family in God's charge, under God's care. He asks God to care for them. He's now going home to his God, and he asks God to care for them. I love reading about Pedro Pio and how when he was alive, he was so gifted in caring for people, loving them and guiding them on how to live. And many people would come to him and said, "Would you, Father, would you guide me? Would you take me under your wing?" And he would, if he ever said yes, he would always then count them as his children. He would look care for them, love them, guide them, look after them, pray for them diligently. And there was this one woman who complained one day to Padre Pio and said, "I thought you said you were going to pray for me." He said, "Yes." "Well, you know, all these things and difficulties are happening in my life. What's going on? Why, you know, if you're praying for me, why then all this happening?" And he looked to her and said, "If I had not been praying for you, your life would have been more difficult, more not in control, more problems occurring. My prayers have actually protected you even more than what is occurring in your life." And it made me think, you know, we humans, or this lady, many of the people around who lived with around Pedro Pio in his time, would go to another human being and said, "Would you pray for me?" What more power, what more generosity, what more love can we get if we ask our God to pray for us? But that we ask God and we pray for others, like Jacob was praying for his sons, his children, the ones he loved. Can we not petition to God and ask God to look after them? Jesus did the same. Jesus prayed for his disciples in John's Gospel, chapter 17, right at the start, and it's headlined, "Jesus prays for his disciples." He's in prayer and he says, "I'm here. I've glorified you, Father, and I continue to glorify you. glorify me in your presence, and so that your glory can be in the world. And it goes in verse 6. So it's chapter 17, verse 6. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. So he's saying to God, I've made your name known to those. And right now he's thinking of his 12 disciples that he's shared with, lived with, guided in these last 3 years. They were yours and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now that they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And it goes down in verse 12. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now that I'm coming to you, would you now protect them? So Jesus asked the Father, I'm now leaving this world, and I've been looking after them and caring for them and protecting these disciples. Would you now protect them? Then he asks the Father for their salvation. He asks the Father for their unity. He asks the Father for their sanctification, that they would become saints. He said they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in the truth. Jesus prayed for his disciples. He looked at their characters. He looked at who God was, God's character. He trusted and believed in God 100%. Said, God, I'm now going. I'm leaving these men behind. Pour your grace upon them. Protect them, unify them, because squabbles happen, it's just humanity. Unify them in their purpose, in the work that they need to do. Save them. Now, salvation has come from Jesus dying on the cross and rising again, but we need to choose that salvation every day. We need to choose the Lord to be the Lord of our life every day, because otherwise we say yes, we follow Jesus, and he slips from our focus, our vision, our goal. He just does. And we need to keep reconfirming, no, Lord, I want you. I want to follow you. I want to live in your kingdom's ways. And then he asks us to be holy, to be saints, to aim to be holy. And the holiness is following God to the best of our ability and being who God created us to be. Being his presence in the world. Loving, serving, giving. Remember those upside down kingdom values? The first will be last and the last will be first. It is the way of God. So when we pray for others, we can diligently, Lord, I pray right now that you would protect my family, my friends, my loved ones that I'm sharing with you about. Lord, that you would protect, you know, my next door neighbors that are just neighbors but are important people, important to me. Lord, we ask you that you would unify the world, that there wouldn't be these wars, these squabbles, these skirmishes, these arguments, this abuse, this attacking, whatever it is, that you would pour your love and forgiveness into each and everyone's hearts, that you, O God, be first in their lives. Do we pray like that? Do we pray that we would all become holy, that we would truly focus on our God? We can intercede to the Father for others, just like Jesus did, just like Padre Pio did. just like many saints and those holy men and women who have gone before us and who live with us now, and those who will live into the future. Intercessory prayer is so important. Have a read of this chapter, John's chapter, chapter 17, and how Jesus was just so passionate and diligent in pouring his heart out for these disciples. But they're just an example of how Jesus has poured out his heart for us. He's talking about the disciples because that's who he was with at the time. But he's with us every moment of every day. And he pours his heart out right now for us. Do you know, he sits at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. Praise God that he does. Because he's passionate about us. He loves us. And he says these same prayers for us. So are we passionate when we intercede to the Father for others? God does state in Scripture a passionate prayer, a prayer that's heartfelt, is heard by God. And if it's heard, we know that he will respond in the right timing, with the right answer, at the right moment, do we intercede to the Father for others, just like Jesus did. So go. Go and pray passionately. Go and pray fervently to God for others. It's the right way to live. Have a blessed week.